This month is the kingdom of God is like, and when we planned this some time ago, we talked about some of the ways we could imagine the kingdom of God. And one of the ways that we thought of is the kingdom of God is like a blankie. Does anybody here have a blankie or admit to anything that sort of fills that spot? Lots of you. Yes. And we said the kingdom of God is kind of like a blankie because sometimes we just need to be comforted and God will do that for us. Or we need healing or we need to feel like we're special. And just being sort of wrapped up in that blankie or cuddling that stuffy or whatever it is we need. We're not supposed to shake hands or hug today. But Quentin will take all the love you can get. Quentin is like the blankie today. So I brought my blankie. This is my blankie. Doesn't look like anything special. But when I was sick several years ago, somebody gave this to me. And I have, without a lie, used it every single day that I have been home. Every single day. So I get up in the morning and I go to my chair where I do my prayers and devotions and I cover myself in the blankie and then I spend some time in prayer, whatever. But also my cat gets up on my lap and lays in my arms and we pray and do devotions together. Nothing better than that. It's like God is present when I am firmly ensconced in my blankie and my cat is laying there with me. So because today was a intergenerational, I didn't have a message for today, I'm not preaching a message, I'm reading a story. So I'm reading a story called You Are Special. And the pictures will be on the screen from this. So I was going to have kids come up, but nobody here, anybody can come up if they want, but you know. Yeah, you're comfortable. It's more comfortable than sitting here listening to a story on the stage. Oh, do we have another, maybe a chair for Tanya? And she. Okay. Ooh! Yikes. Okay. So this is You Are Special by Max Lucado. And it says, the Wemmicks, all of those characters in there are Wemmicks. The Wemmicks were small wooden people. All of the people, wooden people were carved by a woodworker named Eli. His workshop sat on a hill overlooking their village. Each Wemmick was different. Some had big noses, others had large eyes, some were tall and others were short. Some wore hats, others wore coats, but all were made by the same carver and all lived in the village. And all day, every day, the Wemmicks did the same thing. They gave each other stickers. Each Wemmick had a box of golden star stickers and a box of gray dot stickers. Up and down the streets, all over the city, people spent their days sticking stars or dots on one another. The pretty ones, those with smooth wood and fine paint, always got stars. But if the wood was rough or the paint chipped, the Wemmicks gave dots. The talented ones got stars too. Some could lift big sticks high above their heads or jump over tall boxes. Still others knew big words or could sing pretty songs. Everyone gave them stars. Some Wemmicks had stars all over them. Every time they got a star, it made them feel so good. It made them want to do something else and get another star. Others, though, could do little. They got dots. Punchinello was one of those. He tried to jump high like the others, but he always fell. And when he fell, the others would gather around and give him dots. Sometimes when he fell, his wood got scratched, so the people would give him more dots. Then when he would try to explain why he fell, he would say something silly, and the Wemmicks would give him more. After a while, he had so many dots that he didn't want to go outside. He was afraid he would do something dumb, such as forget his hat or step in the water, and then people would give him another. In fact, he had so many gray dots that some people would come up and give him one for no reason at all. He deserves lots of dots, the wooden people would agree with one another. He's not a good wooden person. After a while, Punchinello believed them. I'm not a good Wemmick, he would say. The few times he went outside, he hung around other Wemmicks who had lots of dots. He felt better around them. One day, he met a Wemmick who was unlike any he'd ever met. She had no dots or stars. She was just wooden. Her name was Lucia. It wasn't that people didn't try to give her stickers, it's just that the stickers didn't stick. Some of the Wemmicks admired Lucia for having no dots, so they would run up and give her a star, but it would fall off. Others would look down on her for having no stars, so they would give her a dot, but it wouldn't stay either. That's the way I want to be, thought Punchinello. I don't want anyone's marks. So he asked the stickerless Wemmick how she did it. It's easy, Lucia replied. Every day I go to see Eli. Eli? Yes, Eli, the woodcarver. I sit in the workshop with him. Why? Why don't you find out for yourself? Go up the hill, he's there. And with that, the Wemmick who had no stickers turned and skipped away. But will he want to see me? Punchinello cried out. Lucia didn't hear. So Punchinello went home. He sat near a window and watched the wooden people as they scurried around, giving each other stars and dots. It's not right, he muttered to himself, and he decided to go see Eli. He walked up the narrow path to the top of the hill and stepped into the big shop. His wooden eyes widened at the size of everything. The stool was as tall as he was. He had to stretch on his tiptoes to see the top of the workbench. A hammer was as long as his arm. Punchinello swallowed hard. I'm not staying here, and he turned to leave. Then he heard his name. Punchinello? The voice was deep and strong. Punchinello stopped. Punchinello, how good to see you. Come and let me have a look at you. Punchinello turned slowly and looked at the large bearded craftsman. You know my name? The little Wemmick asked. Of course I do. I made you. Eli stooped down and picked him up and set him on the bench. The maker spoke thoughtfully as he looked at the gray dots. Looks like you've been given some bad marks. I didn't mean to, Eli. I really tried hard. Well, you don't have to defend yourself to me, child. I don't care what the other Wemmicks think. You don't? No, and you shouldn't either. Who are they to give stars or dots? They're Wemmicks just like you. What they think doesn't matter, Punchinello. All that matters is what I think. And I think you're pretty special. Punchinello laughed. Me? Special? Why? I can't walk fast. I can't jump. My paint is peeling. Why do I matter to you? Eli looked at Punchinello, put his hands on those small wooden shoulders, and spoke very slowly. Because you're mine. That's why you matter to me. Punchinello had never had anyone look at him like this, much less his maker. He didn't know what to say. Every day I've been hoping you'd come, Eli explained. I came because I met someone who had no marks, said Punchinello. I know. She told me about you. Why don't the stickers stay on her? The maker spoke softly. Because she has decided that what I think is more important than what they think. The stickers only stick if you let them. What? The stickers only stick if they matter to you. The more you trust my love, the less you care about their stickers. I'm not sure I understand. Eli smiled. You will, but it will take time. You've got a lot of marks. For now, just come to see me every day and let me remind you how much I care. Eli lifted Punchinello off the bench and set him on the ground. Remember, Eli said as the Wemmick walked out the door, you are special because I made you. And I don't make mistakes. Punchinello didn't stop, but in his heart he thought, I think he really means it. And when he did, a dot fell to the ground. It really matters what God thinks of us, not what other people think of us. I was thinking about that this week. When an elite athlete is competing in a competition, who do they pay attention to? The people who would give them dots or the people who would give them stars? None of them, right? You see them, they have earplugs in their ears so they don't listen to anybody. Because it doesn't matter. If you listen to somebody who says, you're doing great, and you're distracted, you're put off your game. Listen to what God thinks of us. And in the current climate, when there is going to be misinformation and people are going to be anxious, remember that you're special. That God loves you so much. That every day God thinks you're special. But what God asks us to do as well is to spend time with God every single day. And be grounded. Then we can weather pretty much anything. There's a scripture in Romans that says this. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is a word from our Holy Scripture. Special. And nothing can separate us from God's love. Brings us comfort and strength and lets us know that God cares for and surrounds us. We're not going to do the prayer stations today.